unfiltered, uncensored, and unapologetically black. The black news stories that you need to hear. This is Black News Unfiltered with Bob Edwards. With all the media confusion with Donald Trump and his legal situations and court trials, the U.S. Congress with the Speaker of the House drama, Israel and the Palestine attacks in the Middle East, the powers that be want to keep you distracted while they continuously sneak in new bills and amendments to keep people of color from prospering at a high level. Here's what I'm talking about. College sports for decades have been making billions on the backs of college athletes, especially on the black college athlete, and in basketball and football and other sports as well. With TV deals, radio and television commercials, ticket sales, team paraphernalia, endorsements, colleges and universities get paid big time. The NIL, which stands for Name, Image, and Likeness, was an agreement that was established by the NCAA in July of 2021. Along with the new restructuring of the old NCAA college athlete transfer portal. These changes were designed to benefit the student athlete athletically and financially and give them a piece of that big-ass bag that the NCAA makes on their own performances and talent. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, that's right, a Democrat from West Virginia, and an Alabama Republican Senator, Tommy Tuberville, who used to be the head football coach at Auburn, proposed a bill on October 27, 2023, the PASS Act. PASS stands for Protecting Athletes, Schools, and Sports. Basically, this bill is designed to diminish student athletes' ability to make substantial money under the current NIL agreement. The government has got bigger problems to worry about, but the agenda is always the same, to keep people of color limited economically and financially. I want you to listen to this good old Southern gentleman, Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia, speak to the Congress about this bill and how he really cares so much about college athletes. Remember, it's all bullshit and there's a definite agenda, but he makes it sound so good to his colleagues in the Senate. Check it out.
I know you're all here because you care as much as we all do about the student athlete. But, you know, I think we're losing sight of the word student. Because basically allowing them to switch around as they can right now with portals and everything else, their chances of graduating is slim to none. And something has to be done. So here's what we've done. We have a piece of legislation, Senator Blumenthal, and I've shared it with him and all that. Myself and Tommy Tuberville, who is a coach at Auburn, we've put a bill together which is called the PASS Act. And what we're trying to do is kind of put some guardrails, if you will, for boosters and collectives to make sure they're associated with the schools and they're in sync with the schools for the purpose of making coordination there. We're not trying to harm any student from able to sell their value. We just don't believe it should be auctioned off school against school. Pretty simple. If you got that value and that talent, you're on TikTok, whatever you are, get yourself a lawyer, get yourself an agent, and go to it. Just don't come to West Virginia University and then basically say, they'll give me this much, and now Maryland's going to give me this much, or so-and-so. So we're trying to take that out of it. The other thing is moderating the transfer portal. I was fortunate enough to get a scholarship at WVU and got hurt very early. Back then in the 60s, they still kept me. They didn't have to. But right now, if I got a Division I scholarship, a Division I school scholarship, full scholarship, in one of the major sports, they're committed to keeping me for 4 years, giving me an education. They're that committed to education. The bottom line is I'm not committed to stay. I can leave the first month if I'm unhappy. They told me I'm going to play quarterback and I go in and all of a sudden you're going to put me defensive back. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm going somewhere else. That is not what developing young athletes is about. They're going to have to be structured and coached somewhere. So we're putting guardrails on that. 3 years. Freshman, sophomore, junior. Junior year, after that, go anywhere you want to. That coach has had a chance. Now, there's still going to be the waiver provision. I've spoken to Commissioner Baker about all these things, and if you've seen our bill, if not, we'll make sure you receive it. Providing transparency of how these are operating, clarifying the NIL activities, which I just talked about, providing additional protection for student athletes. The bottom line is they should Our main goal is to get them an education, get them a skill set. There's less than 2% to go into NFL or an MBA or whatever they may think they would love to do. We all have those grander dreams. Doesn't work out always. So that's the most important thing. The other thing, I don't know if you all have considered, that most of these student-athletes are receiving Pell Grants. So that means that the federal government is paying through Pell Grants for the most highest valued part of Scholastic. It's basically the money that comes in through the large sports programs. And that doesn't seem fair to me. All these schools have other students that really need the Pell Grants very badly, but there's enough value within the system that would pay for those students. I don't think anyone intended that to happen that way. It just has evolved. I don't know if you all are aware of that or not. It's been brought to my attention. I think that something has to be corrected too. Enforcing oversight, also health and safety. And our bill basically says you will take care of a student athlete 8 years after they finish their playing days or curriculum or graduate. And that means it has to be a sport-related injury to the sport they played. So it'd probably be in orthopedics, things of that sort. We're trying to make sure they have the full value of having a quality of a healthy education and have a healthy life to provide for themselves and their family, but also the experience of being a student athlete. They're coming in as professionals now. The NIL has basically just about destroyed what I know the system was and how it was supposed to be. Heck, I would have paid WVU to let me go play. And I'm telling you, the love of the sport, it still has to be there. If it's all about chasing the dollar from when you're on Pop Warner teams and your parents are pushing you and all these, that's not what it was designed to be. So if they're that good, go right in from high school to the pros. Don't come through this college system and basically have an auction bid. That's not what it was intended to be. So I know everyone has different opinions about this. I've heard everything from Players Union. You want to really screw a school and screw Title IX and everything else, try that one on. And Title IX is going to get hurt the worst. And no one's even looking at that to the point to where we're just worried about the two major sports that have all the money. So I've got a lot of problems, I really do, with this, seeing it up close and personal, seeing a lot of young men and women who've really made tremendous contributions to society, not through athletics after they finished the athletic scholarship they had. They did it because they were developed young people who were matured enough to go out and share their value. And that's been tremendous. I think, I've always said this, I never could figure out. When we were in school, we used to get tickets, and we would sell the tickets, and that gives a little bit of spending money. We got $30 a month for laundry. That was it. I said, that's pretty good. We could almost live on $30 a month back in the 60s. So we felt good about all these things. But then we thought, man, that's a bonus. I didn't expect that. And then I says, so-and-so, some of my classmates and my ball players, their own parents couldn't afford to come watch them play. And if an alumni tried to pay to get the parent there, it was a violation. Crazy. I said, how come your mom's not here? Well, my grandma, she can't afford it. I just said, we've got to fix that. So I know you all have good intentions. Guys, you got to help us. If not, we're going to lose something. Well, I think it's one of the greatest pastimes that we've ever had. And no matter where you went to school, no matter if you played or not, you're still there. It's still part of you.
At Black News Unfiltered, we bring important news stories that you need to know about. Bottom line, if you have a young, promising athlete in your family or know of one that's heading to college to play a major sport, they now have the opportunity to prosper financially while in college. It ain't like the old days, but there's evil forces in positions of authority that don't want people of color to prosper on any level. Joe Manchin mentioned when he played ball in the 1960s. Hell, they didn't even want black people to attend their colleges in West Virginia in the 1960s, much less play ball there. And if he and others like him could turn back the hands of time in America, they definitely would. Stay woke, and thanks for listening to Black News Unfiltered.
You know what it is?
Black News Unfiltered.
Coming in hot.
Yeah, straight up.